Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Let mercy flow. The whole gospel, the beginning, the middle, and the end, is about forgiveness. People who know how to forgive have known how good it feels to be forgiven, not when they deserved it, but precisely when they didn't deserve it. We give as we receive. Forgive us as we forgive. We need mercy, we need understanding, and then we also need to know how to give it. Each flows with the energy of the other. When someone with a generous heart and a loving spirit entered our lives and forgave us, it was like being reborn. Someone else loves a part of me that I can't love myself. The one who knows all can forgive all. But all we know is a little piece, that part that has offended us. Only God knows all, and so God is the one who can forgive all. None of us have loved as we could love, or as we have been loved by God. That very recognition, that I have not yet lived love, allows me to stand under the waterfall of infinite mercy. It's only then that I know how to let mercy flow through me freely. That I receive it undeservedly allows me to give it undeservedly. We are able to forgive because we are able to recognize our shared humanity. We are able to recognize that we are all fragile, vulnerable, flawed human beings capable of thoughtlessness and cruelty. We also recognize that no one is born evil, and that we are all more than the worst thing we have done in our lives. A human life is a great mixture of goodness, beauty, cruelty, heartbreak, indifference, love, and so much more. We want to divide the good from the bad, the saints from the sinners, but we cannot. All of us share the core qualities of our human nature. And so sometimes we are generous and sometimes selfish. Sometimes we are thoughtful and other times thoughtless. Sometimes we are kind and sometimes cruel. This is not a belief. This is a fact. No one is born in any less glory or goodness than you or I. But on any given day, in any given situation, in any painful life experience, this glory and goodness can be forgotten, obscured, or lost. We can easily be hurt and broken, and it's good to remember that we can just as easily be the ones who have done the hurting and the breaking. In finding empathy and compassion, we are able to move in the direction of forgiving. We are, every one of us, so very flawed and so very fragile. It is humble awareness of our own humanity that allows us to forgive. Rest in this knowing. The change that changes everything. True forgiveness is only possible through a larger transformation of consciousness within us. The vine and the branches is one of the greatest Christian images of the non-duality between God and the soul. Cut off from the vine, you can do nothing. In and with God, we can love and forgive everything and everyone, even our enemies. Spiritual maturity is largely growth in seeing. Non-dual consciousness is a new way of seeing. The lamp of the body is the eye. There is a cumulative and exponential growth in perception for those who do their inner work. The longer we persist in not asking for forgiveness, the harder it becomes because we have more and more years of illusion to justify. Allow conversion as soon as possible. All physical shadows are created by a mixture of darkness and light, and this is the only spectrum of human vision. We cannot see inside of total light or total darkness. Think about that. As the shadows of things gradually show themselves as understandable and real, we lose interest in idealizing or idolizing persons or events, especially ourselves. All created things are a mixture of good and not so good. It means we actually begin to truly love people and creatures. It means we accept and fully own both our gifts and our weaknesses. Contemplation is the change that changes everything else. It makes love, forgiveness, and patience possible. The words I ask for peace is a Ubuntu apology, and it is about we. I ask for peace sees our connectivity. Ubuntu peace is peace between us and peace within each of us. Ubuntu forgiveness is peace that heals. Hear this as an appeal for healing for all of us in the space between us that is community. Hear this as an appeal for a healing of the fabric of life. Ubuntu peace moves beyond verbal apologies to sincere action and reparations for past harm. The Ubuntu understanding of forgiveness is that forgiveness cultivates justice and bestows peace. The forgiveness offered will build justice where cruelty had lived. Forgiveness is born and bred in Ubuntu. Understand and see that forgiveness has its home in individuality and cannot understand the logic of community. Reparations make a new place for us to gather. Reparations start to reveal what it takes for all of us to heal and to step into God's new creation. I ask for peace. Rest in this knowing. Tears flow a sweetness. The divine attributes of love, mercy, and forgiveness are most clearly called forth in our earthly existence. God created the universe saying, "I was a hidden treasure, and I loved in order to be known." In order to become known to another, we must take the risk of loving, and this includes the real possibility of rejection and the even more painful prospect of heartbreak if the beloved is lost to us. This earthly realm offers precisely the conditions for the expression of certain aspects of divine love that could become real in no other way. This world shows forth what love is like in a particularly intense and costly way. What we experience as constriction at the same time calls forth some of the most exquisite dimensions of love. Qualities such as steadfastness, tenderness, commitment, forbearance, fidelity, and forgiveness. When you run up against the hard edge and have to stand true to love anyway, what emerges is a most precious taste of pure divine love. God has spoken God's most intimate name. Where suffering exists and is consciously accepted, there divine love shines forth brightly. Pay attention to the quality of human character that emerges from constriction accepted with conscious forgiveness. The most profound product of this world is tears. Tears express that vulnerability in which we can endure having our heart broken and go right on loving. In the tears flows a sweetness, not of our own making, which is known in our tradition as the divine mercy. Among the most powerful of human experiences is to give or to receive forgiveness. 2/3 of the teaching of Jesus is directly or indirectly about this mystery of forgiveness. Forgiveness reveals three goodnesses simultaneously. When we forgive, we choose the goodness of the other over their faults. We experience God's goodness flowing through ourselves. And we also experience our own goodness in a way that surprises us. We will all eventually forgive one another because we have been forgiven. But let's do it now and not wait until later. Let's ask for the grace to let go of those grudges and hurts to which we cling. How else will we ever be free? Forgiveness is the great thawing of all logic, reason, and worthiness. It is a melting into the mystery of God as unearned love, unmerited grace, the humility and powerlessness of a divine lover. Grace is certainly the one gift that must always be free, perfectly free, in order for it to work. The only way out of the present justified hatreds of the world is grace. An eagerness and readiness to love is the ultimate freedom and future. People formed by such love are indestructible. Forgiveness might just be the very best description of what God's goodness engenders in humanity. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening to the earth. The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. May you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.